I laughed, even though I didn't feel like laughing. I raised my Manhattan, tipped it a little in your direction, then asked, "Whose is it?"
Abstraction. Noun.
Love is one kind of abstraction. And then there are those nights when I sleep alone, when I curl into a pillow that isn't you, when I hear the tiptoe sounds that aren't yours. It's not as if I can conjure you there completely. I must embrace the idea of you instead. Abyss. Noun. There are times when I doubt everything, when I regret everything you've taken from me, everything I've given you, and the waste of all the time I've spent on us. Acronym. Noun. I remember the first time you signed an email with SWAC. I didn't know what it meant. It sounded violent, like a slap connecting. SWAC. Batman knocking down the Riddler. SWAC. Cries of, liar, liar. Tears. SWAC. So I wrote back, SWAC? And the next time you wrote, 10 minutes later, you explained. I loved the ridiculous image I got from that, of you leaning over your laptop, touching your lips gently to the screen, sealing your words to me before turning them into electricity. Now, every time you SWAC me, the echo of that electricity remains. Adamant. Adjective. You swore that Meryl Streep won the Best Actress Oscar for Silkwood. I said, no, it was Sophie's Choice. The way you argued with me, you would have thought we were debating the existence of God or whether or not we should move in together. These kinds of fights can never be won. Even if you're the victor, you've hurt the other person, and there has to be some loss associated with that. We looked it up, of course, and even though you conceded I was right, you still acted like it was a special occasion. I thought about leaving you then. Just for a split second, I was out the door. Akin. Adjective. I noticed on your profile that you said you loved Charlotte's Web. So it was something we talked about on that first date, about how the word radiant sealed it for each of us, and how the most heartbreaking moment isn't when Charlotte dies, but when it looks like all of her children will leave Wilbur too. In the long view, did it matter that we shared this? Did it matter that we both drank coffee at night and both happened to go to Barcelona the summer after our senior year? In the long view, was it such a revelation that we were both ticklish and that we both liked dogs more than cats? Really? Weren't these facts just placeholders until the long view could truly assert itself? We were painting by numbers, starting with the greens, because that happened to be our favorite color, and this, we figured, had to mean something. Alfresco. Adverb. We couldn't stand the city 1 minute longer, so we walked right into the rent-a-car place, no reservation, and started our journey upstate. As you drove, I called around, and eventually I found us a cabin. We stopped at a supermarket and bought a week's worth of food for 2 nights. It wasn't too cold out, so we moved the kitchen table outside. The breeze kept blowing out the candles, but that didn't matter, because for the first time in our relationship, there were plenty of stars above us. The wine set the tone of our conversation, languid, tipsy, earthy. "I love dining al fresco," you said, and I laughed a little. "What?" you asked. And I said, "We're not naked, silly." Now it was your turn to laugh. "That's not what it means," you told me. "And anyway, don't you feel naked now?" You fell quiet, gestured for me to listen. The sound of the woods, the feel of the air, the wine settling in my thoughts, the sky, so present, and you, watching me take it all in. Naked to the world naked to us. Aloof, adjective. It has always been my habit, ever since junior high school,